Eva Codra, it's me sure Joe Ballard, Thought Fox, arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old-time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. And just before we get into the nitty-gritty of the music, friends, I just want to welcome on board any new listeners. We're picking up new listeners each week. And other radio stations are taking the programme, which pleases me immensely. And on this programme, just to point out to you what Sounds Irish is, for our new listeners, for our regular listeners, just bear with me for a minute. Sounds Irish is, well, what it says it is. First of all, it doesn't have to be an Irish song, but it'll have some connection. The track we're playing will have some connection with Ireland. It could be an Irish singer. It could be written by an Irish person. The instrumental could be played by an Irish person. But most of the times they are Irish songs, either new or old style, whatever. So I think that's pointed out to you what Sounds Irish is all about. On this week's programme, we're having some old favourites and some new voices. We're starting with a track that I've played a number of times, the version by Bing Crosby. But here, during the week, I was presented with an LP, that's what I'm looking for, with a vinyl album of the singer John McNally. Now, John originated here in Ireland, but emigrated to Australia and made quite a name for himself out there. John is singing for us here the story of Eileen. Now, you've heard it so often. She was madly in love with a fisherman, and he'd sail away each, and then she would wait for him on the shore, but one day he didn't come back. John McNally, and I do apologise for this is a very old recording. John McNally and Eileen.
By the castle Dunning, the fairest of all was the maiden Eileen. The bloom on her cheek was as fresh as the dew, and her heart to a young fisher laddie was true. At morn he would sail with the sun and the tide, at eve would return to his promised young bride, and there on the shore she could hear it so plain, his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain: Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen. They were to be wed on a set sail with the tide, but he never returned to his promised young bride. Oh no, nevermore was her heart light and warm. Her lover, he died, yes, he died in a storm. But down by the shore she could still hear so plain his ghost in the wind singing soft this refrain. Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen, Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen.
John McNally and an abridged version of the song Eileen. Now I'm going to play for you another favourite. This one, well, I'm not quite sure how long ago it is since I played it, but I haven't played this version of it. This is the story of the young girl who is spinning at the spinning wheel, and her blind grandmother is sitting by the fire, nodding, falling asleep, and she says, Eileen, I hear somebody tapping. And the young girl says, no, Granny, it's not. It's only the ivy against the window. And she says, Eileen, I hear somebody crying. She said, no, it's not. It's the sound of the autumn winds dying. What is it? It's her young man knocking on the door saying, come on down here. And she says, I can't. He says, get up on the stool and spin the wheel with your foot and jump. And what does she do? She does exactly that. Listen to the wonderful version that I acquired recently of Nana Mouskouri, the Greek singer, singing and telling us the story of the spinning wheel.
Mellow the moonlight to shine is beginning. Close by the window, young Eileen is spinning. Bent o'er the fire, her blind grandmother sitting is crooning and moaning and drowsily knitting. Merrily, cheerily, noisily whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring, sprightly and lightly and merrily ringing, sounds the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. Eileen, your cora, I hear someone tapping. 'Tis the ivy, dear mother, against the glass flapping. Eileen, I surely hear somebody sighing. 'Tis the sound, mother dear, of the autumn winds dying. There's a form at the casement, the form of her true love, and he whispers with face bent, I'm waiting for you, love. Get up on the stool through the lattice, step lightly, and we'll rove in the grove while the moon's shining brightly. Merrily, cheerily, noisily whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring, sprightly and lightly and merrily ringing, sounds the sweet voice of a young maiden singing. The maid shakes her head, on her lips lays her fingers, steals up from the seat, longs to go and yet lingers. A frightened glance turns to her drowsy grandmother, puts one foot on the stool now the wheel round. Slowly and lowly is heard now the real sound. Noiseless and light to the lark is above her. The maid steps then leaps to the arms of her lover. And slower the wheel swings, lower and lower, and lower the reel rings, ere the reel and the wheels stop their spinning and moving. Through the grove the young lovers by moonlight are roving.
In the grove, by the moonlight, the young lovers are roving. Oh, the madam! The Spinning Wheel from Nana Muscuri. I said at the beginning of the programme that we'd hear some old favourites and some new stars. Well, first of all, this is not so much an old favourite. It's a favourite anyway, and we play it regularly on the programme. It's the song written by Johnny Cash on his way home from a holiday in Ireland. Of course, you know I'm speaking about 40 Shades of Green. But this is an unusual version. It's sung by The Browns. I'm a big fan of The Browns. They sing some lovely harmonic music. Listen to their version of 40 Shades of Green.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea. From the fishing boats that dingle to the shores of Donadie, I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skippery, the Midlands and the Moorlands and the 40 Shades of Green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her arms and hair so long and brown. Again, I want to see into the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as shallow. Under 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers bend the bulbs and spray the turf. To see again all the straw the women glean. I'd walk from court to lawn to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her arms and hands so long and proud. Again, I want to see into the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and their 40 shades of green.
The Browns and their interpretation of the Johnny Cash song 40 Shades of Green. And that's what you'll see here in Ireland. Ireland is well known for the green, but they say it's because of the soft rain that falls, that all the plants and flowers and trees, well, they're all different shades of green. 40 Shades of Green. Now, it's been a bit sleepy around here, so we're going to liven it up a bit. We're going to have an Irish jig, and it's played by a group called Cherish the Ladies, led by Joni Madden. Joni is the world's best whistle player. Oh, my golly, can she make that thing talk. Here, there's a very unusual name for a jig. It's entitled the Cat's Meow Jig. So I'm playing this for all cats that might be listening. The Cat's Meow Jig. I know it was a little longer than we usually have, but it was too good to fade. Cherish the Ladies, featuring Joni Madden. Now we come to a song from one of my favourite Irish artists. No longer with us, he's gone to God, and regular listeners will know that I speak of Brendan O'Dowda. This song is entitled The Old Boreen. Now, a boreen is a small road or a lane. Or a pathway. And he tells the story of he's coming home from the fair and he stops outside a cottage door to go in and light his pipe, as anyone would do. Would they? Hey. Anyway, I like the choruses. I like to wander down the old boreen where the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom and sit by the gate on the old mossy sate, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. Here's Brendan O'Dowda.
It was on a summer's evening in the merry month of May. I was coming from the fair of Cappamore. I was driving home a pretty pair of heifers by the way, when by chance I stood outside a cottage door. I just dropped in to light me pipe, as any lad might do when going to or coming from a fair. When I spied a pretty colleen with two eyes of melting blue, faith was really then my heart felt very queer. I loved to ramble down the old boreen when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the owl mossy seat, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was coming from my farm down a neighbour in Berrine, when I met sweet Kitty tripping like a fawn. She gave me such a smile that I felt like in a dream, and I never slept a wink that night till morn. But the next time that I met her, sure I told her of my love, she blushed and nearly let her basket fall. Then she said, "Go on, you schemer," with a gentle little shove, and added, "Ask me, father," that was all. I love to ramble down the Alboreen when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was thrashing in the barn when her father came one day and said, "Patsy Murphy, what is this I hear? I've been speaking to my daughter. Well, now what have you to say? Wish of faith I couldn't say a single word." Then he took me by the hand and said, "Patherick, me son, I'd be glad to see you settled well in life. And since you love me daughter and her heart you fairly won, at Shrovetide you can make the girl your wife." I love to ramble down the Alboreen when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. A whispering to Kate Muldoon.
And to sit by the gate at the old mossy seat, a whispering to Kate Muldoon, Brendan O'Dowda. Now, the first of my requests is a request from one of my Irish listeners, and she says she hears the programme and enjoys it most weeks. "I don't like everything you play, Joe, but I like most of what you play. Is there any possibility you could play again Connie Foley's version of The Wild Colonial Boy?" Of course I will. I'm delighted. It tells the story of the young man who was born in Ireland and took himself off to Australia and became a highwayman. And, well, that's just how they captured him. Listen to the story of the Wild Colonial Boy.
There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and bred in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only pride, his mother's only joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home, and to Australia's sunny clime he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich and helped the poor, he stabbed James McAvoy. A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. One morning on the prairie, as Jack he rode along, listening to the mocking birds singing their mocking song, out stepped three mounted policemen, Kelly, Davis and Fitzroy. They all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy. "Surrender now, Jack Duggan, for you are free to one. Surrender in Jack plucked two pistols from his belt and proudly waved them high. I'll fight, I'll not surrender, said the wild colonial boy. Jack fired a shot at Telly, which brought him to the ground. And turning then to Davis, he received a fatal wound. A bullet pierced his proud young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy. And that is how they captured him, the wild colonial boy.
Tommy Foley there, telling us the story of the wild colonial boy. And Margaret, I hope you enjoyed that one. Now I'm coming to an artist that I played a couple of times during the last month or so. I'm speaking of Sonny Knowles. Sonny was a great artist, a great cabaret artist in his own right for many years. Fine musician and a fine singer. Wherever Sonny appeared, the venues would be packed. People would be queuing up for hours before the show started. Take a listen to Sonny singing one of his more popular tracks, When the Snow is on the Roses.
Now the golden sun can see us kiss. Every summer day we love like this. When the snow is on the roses, when the bluebirds flown away, in my as we walk along the silvery shore, vows we make will last forevermore. When the snow is on,
Sonny Knowles and When the Snow is on the Roses. And now we come to a track from Val Doonican. I don't know whether you're aware of Val Doonican. Val was a fine artist. He served his time in the music business, starting life as a singer, travelling the country in various travelling shows before packing his bags and guitar and heading off to London to seek his fortune. And he seeked and he found First of all, he played in a lot on the Irish scene in England. Then he went on to BBC Radio, and from there, a big step forward to his own weekly television special. And it was watched by millions. Very talented man, lovely singer and a good guitar player. Listen to the funny story of Delaney's donkey from Valdunican.
Now, Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired, temporarily lazy and permanently tired, a leg at every corner, balance in his head, and a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, "We've underrated it, why not train it?" Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, they oiled and imbricated it, got it at the post, and when they started, dropped the flag. There was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, oh, Logan, Logan, and everyone in town lined up attacking it and shoving it and smacking it. They might as well try to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking, and twisting out of place. Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the muscles of the mighty never known to flinch. They couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. Delaney lay exhausted, hanging round his throat, with a grip just like a Scotsman on the £5 note. Starter Carter, he lined it with the rest of them. When it saw them, it was willing then. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. They started off to cheer it, but it changed its mind again. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and Mary Ann McGrath. She started poking it and grabbing it and choking it. It kicked her in the bustle and it laughed. The Whigs and Conservatives, the Radical Superlatives, Liberals and Tories, they hurried to the place. Stood there in unity, helping the community. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the crowd began to cheer it, and Rafferty, the judge, he came up to assist them, but still it wouldn't budge. And the jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen, Fagan were students of psychology, swore they'd shift him with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, and without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze and blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and all the bally crew. Police and auxiliary, the garrison artillery, the second in the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it and harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookmakers drew aside, and they all committed suicide. The day Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.
Valdunican and Delaney's donkey. The bookies, they all drew aside, and all committed suicide. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race. Friends, I've been looking forward to playing this next track for you because I came across it during the week when I was looking for something else. It's a version of a song that we all know. If somebody asks you to sing or name an Irish song, I certainly think this would be in the top three. But it's a wonderful arrangement. I just want to say before I play it that it's a little longer than we normally have, but when you listen to it, you'll realise that it's too good to fade. It's the Mormon Tabernacle Choir's version of Danny Boy. And listen to this for beautiful singing.